I'm Mariana Rodriguez, and I am the program manager of the UMOS Latina Resource Center.
And so what the Latina Resource Center does is it provides the domestic violence and sexual assault services. Everything that we provide here is free. You know, we don't get any money out of any of the services that we provide. We definitely work on a very strict ethical framework in which the privacy and the confidentiality of all our clients is number one. Because we know families are very scared. They're very, very scared. We need to be able to make sure that everything that we do, every service that we provide, every resource that we share, any type of discussion and dialogue that we have with family, that we do it in ways that they are comfortable with it, that they are safe with it, and that it's a decision that they have, that they make. Whether they take our services or not, whether they choose to stay with the abuser, our doors are open for any victim who is in any level of their healing or their decision of staying or leaving an abusive relationship. We've had cases where sisters come in and says, you know, my sister is in an abusive relationship, and what can I do to get her here? And that's difficult. There's a couple of things a family member can do. Give them the information, give them the resource, and say, here's a place where you can go and talk to somebody so that they can give you the facts. They can give you information about your legal rights. It's not always about helping a client or a victim understand that she's a victim, because they know. They know. They know that they are experiencing some really hardships in the relationship. What they struggle with is saying, how do I protect myself? How do I protect my children? And for a lot of undocumented women, they don't believe that they have any rights. Or for any woman, they may believe that they also don't have any rights either. Most of our referrals are coming in as word of mouth. Women are bringing other women here. We have some great support from the Latino community. This is like our home, you know. This has to be a home for women to say, this belongs to me, this is for me, this is for my children. And we try to create that kind of environment. Sometimes we're here late, and some of our women will bring mole to us, you know, for lunch or something, you know, or un flan or something. You're like, oh, mira que you guys are working so much, but I, you know, wanted to drop something off for you guys to eat. They're just so thankful and so generous, and we just, honestly, we're so grateful that they trust us.